Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
That theme music means just one thing.
It's time for the Secret Museum of the Air.
Man, here we are, Pat Conti and Citizen Kafka. And we've got a particularly wacky show tonight.
Tonight's the Hawaiian Guitar Roundup, the World Roundup, where we'll be hearing Hawaiian cowboys who are not from Hawaii, actually.
No one's from Hawaii in this show.
Yes, I've made a point of that. And, there's a reason for it. We'll be having, over the course of the next few months, several installments of the guitar and its many faces. This is one of them that we didn't want to include in the series proper. And I think you have an idea why.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Because it is just plain wacky. We're going to have some fun with some of the music tonight. As we said, this is Hawaiian guitar as played by non-Hawaiians, which means, quite seriously, that you'll be hearing the guitar played in the lap, the raised strings, the raised nut and bridge, played with some kind of slide, and it could be anything from a lipstick tube to a piece of glass or a piece of metal, and applying the notes in the glissando method. So I wanted to describe it in Italian terminology for Hawaiian guitar as played here first by a group from Kenya. And they are called the Rhino Boys. And they were a popular group, believe it or not, sold many records in British East Africa in the 1940s. This one called Nakupenda. And it's a nice group. From there we go to Velas Confiniotis. This is a duet. And it actually might be a trio of Hawaiian guitar. This is Trellis Sti Hawaii. These are Greek musicians on a RCA record, again from about the 1940s. And just something awfully strange about Greek Hawaiian guitar. Well, you'll hear it. They're wonderful players and can harmonize pretty well. And the last piece in this set, to begin today's fun, we'll be hearing from Jarls Nihetskintet.
Yeah, right. I can tell in your voice. Close.
Nihetskvintet. That's it. Skvintet. I left out a
skv.
A skv. The Horgelaten från Hanebo. This is a Swedish group led by the great 1930s sideman, who's a great accordion player by the name of Eddie Jarl, and put together some studio musicians and some real Swedish musicians. There are some real folks in this band somewhere for Columbia in the 1920s. And we'll begin the silliness with actually a pretty nice band, the Rhino Boys. And here they come.
Sin yake, sin yake. Δεν θα ξεχάσεις πέρα στην know why. Santa Bella, she's Estonia, Bavia.
Here we are discussing Frank Ferreira and the possibility that this last one...
Off mic, we were discussing that. It sounds an awful lot like him. He was a studio musician, and during the 1920s, he was just about the most popular, most visible Hawaiian guitarist on record. And
he was a Columbia artist and appeared on, like, literally hundreds of records. He appeared on the A-side or B-side, for example, of tons of records, not always on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Ferrara and Louise.
Oh, Ferrara and Palacio, everybody.
Yeah.
Roy Smack. He was actually Portuguese. And I remember when I was a kid passing Ferrara's Fish Market, which is what he did after he retired in,
you're kidding.
In Corona.
That was his?
Which is not far from where Louis Armstrong's buried. There's a fish market there. I'm sure Louis bought his fish there from Frank Ferrer.
You think he knew?
I don't know.
Well,
I definitely don't think he cared. And before that, Velas and Confiniotis. Now, some of those Greek records you'll hear, I'm not sure if this one was one of them, but sometimes you actually hear two harmonizing and three harmonizing. These are tremendous musicians. Where they got the idea to play Hawaiian guitar, I don't know. There's certainly no Greek instrument that I've heard that comes close to it in tradition, although I'm sure there is one somewhere.
Yeah, but not really a well-known or popular one.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with this fad, which was probably started in the 20s by a man named Bezu, who was a popular Greek instrumentalist.
And played the Hawaiian guitar.
He sort of introduced the Hawaiian guitar to Greek demotica or some older folk songs, and then kind of put the pop element into it after a while, and it caught on. By the 40s, there was a rampaging onslaught of these records on Decca and in RCA.
Well, the question is, we should just discuss a little bit of it between each set, but the Hawaiian guitar as a basic instrument, what were the companies that made them, and who developed the instrument?
Well, it was supposedly developed by a man named Kekuko, I think, from the islands, who takes credit in some literature for getting the idea of dragging his comb on strings in the islands to produce this sound. Now, naturally, in these days, we have a lot of fun picking apart such monstrously big claims, but he's generally considered as being the originator of the Hawaiian guitar, whether it's true or not.
And when would that have been?
Sometime at the turn of the century or a little before, so it's not as old as you think.
Right.
But certainly shortly before World War I, the craze was on, at least in the States.
And it was being the guitar was then being manufactured with the square neck?
Well,
or with heavier necks?
At first, no, but certainly later on. And it was offered by Sears for, a few dollars. $1.50 would suit you up nice with a guitar, a steel, and a set of picks, and maybe a set of strings for another dime or so.
Wow.
So you could send away for one.
All right.
And these schools started popping up, and, well, the rest is history.
And now we know why it hasn't been unearthed till today.
Yeah. As we said, we won't be hearing Hawaiian guitar pretty much for this program from Hawaiians. We'll save that for later. Or from Americans who so freely borrowed from it. But we will hear a Canadian next. His name is Henry Granger, and he appears on a lot of old Star Jeanette records from way up north.
That's the two R stars.
Right. And we'll hear a piece called The Sweetest Flower coming up next. After that is an anonymous musician, possibly an Okinawan guitar player. And this is on the old Rooster label, as we call it. It's the old Pathé from the 1940s, playing the lap steel here. And we'll wind up with a piece if you're offended by some frank language involving, tar babies is what he's talking about. Tar Baby Went Up the Hill, or some kind of line like that. But this is by the Boer musician called Chris A. Bleegnaut, who was a popular singer, had a great group, who recorded for Columbia in Johannesburg in their Afrikaans series, and had some nice Hawaiian guitar in some of his records. So if you can close the words out of your mind for just a minute.
Or just deal with the words for what they were.
Right, for the history of it.
It's exactly the context of the record.
Yes,
and the time and place.
I thought that would be the star piece to present by Mr. Bleegnaut. So we'll start with Henry Granger and his Sweetest Flower. You might recognize this.
Nous regardons ses ailes en nous dirigeant vers la ville éternelle. Du haut des airs, toutes nos belles espérances volaient tous là-bas vers ces joyeux instants. À l'audience, près de ce tendre père, écoutons une voix vers le ciel. Je vous bénis, ô mes amis fidèles, du beau Canada, mes plus braves soldats. en revenant au-dessus des montagnes. Une dure explosion a détruit l'avion. Tous ces martyrs tombaient du haut des airs. Dans un dernier cri, adieu nous périssons. Et terminé ce saint pèlerinage, ce cimetière là-bas loin des parents sera toujours arrosé de nos larmes et de nos prières vers la hauteur des monts. Ces pèlerins d'un amour bien sincère faisait en pitié et attirait nos larmes devant ses corps dans les plis du suaire. Et quand leur cercueil descendit dans la fosse, la voix qui me disait
いましょうか今宵も愛しく踊り明かしましょう星降る窓で花も揺れ揺れてこの柿歌を星降る窓で花も揺れ揺れてこの柿歌を
Op de hill,
daar waar in mossies
het een trill. Daar waar I lay beneath the shade, met de boeren beskeet en lemonade. That is the place for me and you. That is the plek where we must go. The stars and the moon exert their charm. So Griekie, are you coming, Sam? Ek is die man vir Griekie, alright. Maak gauw, my liefste, it's not far. I'm waiting for you. Are you klaar? Kijk yonder berg, sien daar die vlee. Die groene grasse waar die lammekies play. Ek is net die man vir Griekie, morgen bak ons weer. Waar vrede is away from from school, and the crystal clip is in the water pool. Dar op die mos where all is calm, zeg Ricky, are you coming, Sam? Heel kerels, heel. That went away there na the kloof, the Sam just you and I with one geloof. Dar kree ons the peace of mind, one scores who leaves the dorp behind.
What a man, full time.
Ach, there we can sit and so lekker free, and a hankies hold the lifelong day. Daar in the koelte by the farm, zeg Ricky, are you coming, Sam? Spiel, kerel, spiel. Word lekker, spiel, word lekker.
That last record you heard, South African, Boer.
Yes, that's the singing in English and Afrikaans on that one. Mm-hmm. Tani Matdai Rui Roki or something like that.
No, that's it. No comments.
Yes. Worth little comment, actually. But interesting,
yeah,
just the same.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can point out at this point that occasionally on the Secret Museum we do play records which contain material which seems completely inappropriate. And we have had calls in the past, and again, we let the listeners know that and whenever we know that it's coming up, we will point it out, that this is the context of the time. When you listen to a record from 1925, Pat and I feel it's important for you to hear what was actually out there as popular music. And I don't mean that these records were obscure and not representative of what was going on the contrary. Mm-hmm. This was real pop music.
Mm-hmm.
And in America...
Well, it still is, to an extent, a vanished tradition. But it's not a Johnny Reb record.
No, it's not.
And
we may very well get along to that, too, at one point or another.
Right.
But that we're going to definitely have to do in context.
Mm-hmm. Before that, we heard from the Japanese Pathé record, which really is unidentified. It's a beautiful instrumental on the lap steel, actually the electric version of the Hawaiian guitar, one of the few we'll hear on tonight's program. And up front was La Complainte de Pelerin, or something like that, which sounds much like our American folk song, The Sweetest Flower. Is that it? A Mother's Smile?
The Sweetest Gift, a Mother's Smile.
Oh, that's it. From there, we move now to Vietnam, believe it or not. Yes, Hawaiian guitar in Vietnam. Nguyen Van Tong is the artist. Apparently of some stature, he was brought to Paris to actually record for the very early proto-label version of the Chant du Monde when they were still 78. Hmm. And the piece is Tien Tai, and a very strange, eerie sound. And this is one of the times, and there are many of the times, that I wish we had the entire translation for this piece. It's just a quite moody piece of music.
And maybe I can get it.
Yes. Well, there you very well have it, don't you? The Hermanos Banuelos will follow. This is a real Mexican corrido, the execution of the Baltares. And this is part one of a long ballad, which is what a corrido is, on the Columbia X series, the Latin series in the 1920s. This one in... The series was a mixed Spanish language record run. This one was the Tex-Mex section. And we'll finish up. We're going to go back to Canada because we can't get enough of it, from George Caquette. And another star record, L'Enfant du Chemur.
Let me see that word.
There you go. Now we'll hear it on the...
Chemur, that's what it says.
As the record comes up, we'll hear it and We'll hear how he pronounces it.
All right.
Okay, Georges Caquette. But we start with Nune Ventong, recorded in Paris in the 1940s.
Y dice dans un jeu solitaire. Mon pauvre enfant, balbutiait en pleurant. Maman, j'ai froid, réchauffe-moi petite mère. Aussi dis à mon papa que j'ai faim. Il qui a le cœur pur, prie le bon Dieu que je trouve de l'ouvrage pour te donner à toi et ta maman une maison, du feu aussi du pain. Vous sur cette terre qui vivez sans misère, ne refusez jamais un pauvre enfant qui vous demande pour lui et sa maman un petit coin et un morceau de pain.
And a bonus in every package. Not only Hawaiian guitar, but yodeling, too.
Yeah, and two Canadians. No waiting.
Oh, you tried to sneak in a serious record in that set, though.
Well, yes. We started up top with the piece by Nguyen Van Thong.
That's a very beautiful recording.
That's a really timeless piece of music. The Hermanos Banuelos was after that. A little rough shape there. That record came out of a junking trip in Texas, and was well loved. That on an old Columbia in the Mexican series, and there we just heard Georges Caquet and L'Enfant du Chômeur.
Oh, Citizen Kafka, Pat Conti, just two guys sitting around the secret museum
here at the seventh inning stretch,
listening to Hawaiian guitar by non-Hawaiians.
This is only one installment of...
No, don't tell me it's one installment of the Hawaiian guitars by non-Hawaiians.
No, but it is one installment of a series of that we'll be producing that will feature the guitar in many aspects.
Yeah, this is...
And this is coming up down the road a piece.
This is sort of the equivalent of the Road to Gandolfo in the Ludlum series of... You don't know who that is.
No.
He's a writer who specializes in crime, spy.
Okay,
very complicated books, and he wrote very, very serious, very heavy books, and he wrote one comedy book.
All right, well maybe it's like that, but this is the introduction as would be written by Professor Irwin Corey. Okay,
fair enough.
As we had two Canadians. We just couldn't get enough of the Swedish one, so we'll have two Swedes. This one by, again, another Columbia record, and it's Evert Granholm, and he'll play his version in the Columbia Swedish series in the 1920s of Honolulu Moon. And I believe he's credited as the lute player, if I'm not mistaken, on the label. Why, I don't know. Sounds like a guitar to me. After Evert Granholm, we'll hear from Tetos and Tasia Dimitriadis. Tetos Dimitriadis was the head A&R man for Victor in Athens. He rounded up many of the great Greek musicians for the studio. But he had, in the years prior to that, he recorded himself for Columbia, well, actually Victor too, but many pop songs. This is one of them. Mesti floga tu glentiu. And once again, we'll hear it as sung by Mr. Dimitriadis, and we'll stand corrected, I'm sure. Hawaiian guitar again from Athens. And lastly, we'll hear from the Walhuta guitar players from South Africa, and a really peppy piece called Ulelepi. And this is on the Hit label, and it was anything but that. Obscure label from South Africa, featuring slide guitar once again. So we'll start with Evert Granholm and his interpretation of Honolulu Moon.
Cargo sin frisador. Oh, en flicka min tia som jag kyss så många gånger. Och röda som koraller hennes läppar var. Lockande göd hennes sång. Månen lyser klar i Honolulu. Över floden går en silverbro. Om du stannar kvar i Honolulu, kärlek får du då av Mona Lisa. Hennes läppar tveka ej att viska varmt och ömt. Jag älskar dig. Månen lyser klar i Honolulu. Över Mona Lisa och över mig.
pila jan soi lume. Kikarat in zebra jan na vrume. Un ja veni panda ja pika. Mexico.
There's a peppy piece of music, if I ever heard one. I like that. That's sharp. Jumping slide guitar from the Walhuter guitar players from South Africa.
It's interesting, though. The South African records, the pitch, apparently, is not nearly as much of a, you know...
Well, I don't know if it's my imagination. It seems that a lot of the African guitar players favor this, the high end of the guitar. They have a good low end in the rhythm, always. But they like working up the neck, and some of the slide guitarists who we'll hear later on in the series, some of them are pretty manic. They'll get a bottleneck particularly and just flail just about over the sound hole on some instrumental dance pieces. They're just having a good time playing.
Yeah, that's fine. Speaking of having a good time.
Well, I guess our time is up, but we hope you enjoyed it so
this
far.
This is the show of shows, the Citizen Kafka and Pat Conti presents every Saturday from 9 to 10 p.m., the Secret Museum of the Air. Tonight we heard Hawaiian guitar by non-Hawaiians. I suppose we might have to do non-Hawaiian guitar by Hawaiians.
Yeah, that'd be tough. Well, maybe some slack key guitarists, but there's still not that many of those.
No.
That's a tough order. But so, we'll try it. Why not?
What are we going out on?
We'll end with a really timeless piece of music. This one is pretty dear to my heart. I think once you hear it, you won't soon forget it. It's called simply Flower of Heaven, or Mong Sul, by an unidentified Burmese group on a Burmese Columbia from the 1920s. This is a revered record in folklore. I remember first hearing it, oddly enough, through Harold Courlander's work. He was touched by this and a lot of music like it from Southeast Asia, and saw some connection, and it's not really totally unfounded, as you will hopefully hear, some kind of connection with our American blues and jazz, which was, of course, his background in folklore of Africa and of course, Afro-American folklore. But he had edited for Moash and Folkways sometime in the late 50s or early 60s, a compilation of music from Southeast Asia, and part of that great storehouse of music that Mo had put together on 78s in his own collection, the collection that was tapped later for things like Music of One World, Music of the World's Peoples, or eventually the entire RBF series, things like that. All from that collection. There was a small pocket of music from Burma, Thailand, Laos, Vietnam, but this one in particular is unforgettable. It features some kind of popular song and what appears to be a Hawaiian guitar. It might even be a National Steel guitar by the sound of it. Who knows? But it is a beautiful piece of music, and I thought the right note to go out on.
Thank you.
So this is Citizen Kafka.
And Pat Conti.
And well, we bid you good night.
Join us next week as we go around the world.
In less than 80 days.
Right.
Less than 80 minutes. Good night.
Good night.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air.